This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Right now, though, Ryan Chamberlain, he is a state House representative and, obviously a regular visitor to the Bob Rose Show. Good morning, Ryan. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Greg. Glad to be here.
I tell you, I've been seeing not the jump into the serious stuff too soon because there's always time for that. I feel like every couple of days there's a wedding in your family on Facebook.
You know, it seems like that. We've had three of them in about an 11-month period, so every few months, it's not the same kid getting remarried. Okay, kids getting married.
I thought it was like the eternity wedding tour or something. So you guys are empty nesters now, then,
we're
right?
Empty nesters. It's a new thing, brand new, just a few weeks, actually.
Is that weird after, I mean, to have met many move out within like 11 months? Does that kind of feel strange?
That part has been weird. Yeah. They're with you. Our oldest is 28, so they're with you for lots of years, and then all of a sudden.
Then they're all gone.
They're gone.
Okay. So now that you're in the big house, you know, with no kids, all these extra bedrooms. Well,
they're coming to visit already.
Oh, yeah. And then there'll be grandkids. It's kind of interesting because, and this is why I almost brought that up, the house thing, property tax, real estate tax. You know, that is a thing, I don't care where you live in the country, I don't know anywhere that it's cheap, but we seem to, and it depends on where you live here in Florida. That seems to be one of those areas like, okay, we know that our state is doing well, balanced budget, we're doing great. But boy, between insurance and tax, it still makes it tough, even though we don't have some taxes like personal property tax that other states have. And so we always hear about, we're going to do something about your property taxes. It sounds like, from what you're saying, this is the first possibility of something really happening in a very long time, because a lot of folks are on board with this. Fill us in on that.
Greg, you're absolutely right. I believe we're at the beginning of the end of property taxes here in the state of Florida.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Over the last 4 years, they've gone up 40% or more. In some cases, the revenues from property taxes, some areas 50% and even 60%. I've got several bills this year on property tax. It's the first time you've seen in Florida in a long time where on the Senate side, the House side, and our governor is talking about all three of these. Last year, I ran a bill proposing the elimination of property tax through a study.
Right.
And there's definitely studies on the Senate side. Senator Martin has taken up that bill. But let's back up just for a second. Why is property tax such an aggravation for people? Well, for starters, nobody in the state of Florida ever owns their property. I mean, we've got seniors.
Right.
We've got seniors that have been paying on their property 30, 40, and even 50 years, and they still don't own it.
Don't make those tax payments and see what happens to your property.
Exactly.
That's wrong.
Right.
That is wrong.
So that's a driving part of this movement, we'll call it. Mm-hmm. And I believe a movement has been launched. It's going to take years. This is not something we're going to be, you know, going to do overnight, the elimination of it, because there's a lot of moving parts. But there are some relief things we can do, and that's what we're working on this year. I think people are going to start seeing it this and next year.
Yeah.
Some real relief here in Florida.
Why do we think that we're seeing this convergence of the House, Senate, and governor's side all kind of being on the same page at the same time? That doesn't always happen.
Well, constituents, the Florida citizens have had enough. Mm. Now, let's talk about something that is also happening. Our governor is in the process of doging the state of Florida. He's uncovering billions of dollars of waste, and who knows when that's going to end. Matter of fact, I was getting a haircut last Saturday, and my barber whipped out his cell phone and showed me where in my area in Marion County where we had bought a piece of artwork with taxpayer dollars for $4.8 million. This is taxpayer-funded artwork. It didn't look like it was worth that much to me. You know, I'm not against artwork, but I couldn't
That's
help.
That's a lot of money no matter what.
I couldn't help but think, Greg, that, you know, if we can find $4.8 million to spend on artwork, we can figure out how to do a better job on this property tax thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the aggravation to your point, when people realize that here's really point two of what's driving it, is we pay these taxes on unrealized gains.
And that's wrong, too.
Meaning, I mean, if someone bought their property for $100,000 and it grew in value to $500,000, and let's say they never sold it, they get the privilege of paying the taxes on the extra $400,000 that they've never received. That would be like the IRS telling you, hey, Ryan, you made $50,000 last year, but we think you could have made $100,000, so we're going to go ahead and charge you taxes on what we think you should have made. Mm-hmm. I mean, there would be riots in the streets if that was happening. Well, that is what's driving the frustration of this property tax thing, and I'm excited to be on the front end of it in the House. I know we got a lot of movement on the Senate. We're working on some immediate relief while we're trying to figure out and uncovering data. And boy, are we getting the data in.
Well, that was my question. You said this thing may take a while for it all to come to fruition, but are there some steps between here and there that we can actually, one, see a little progress, and will that actually help our wallet at the end of the year?
Well, absolutely. The governor came out a couple of weeks ago and said he'd love to even see up to tripling the amount of tax relief on property taxes that we currently have with Homestead.
That would be good.
I filed a bill that would create immediate relief with a new $100,000 tax exemption on all properties. That would, in essence, not just Homestead, on all properties that you own. That would cost, you know, about $4 billion to do that.
Okay.
But, you know, $4 billion is just going back to 2022 numbers. So we've had so much of an increase in the revenue in this state. We're not talking about going back 10 or 20 years.
Right.
Just a few years and where we were at in Florida, we could give that kind of relief. We've got several other items we're working on. But I'll tell you, Greg, I believe we've got as much momentum right now.
It feels like it.
It's starting
it
to come
good.
Together.
Yeah. Right.
That could lead us down the path becoming not only the first state in our country that has no income tax,
right?
But we've got, what if we end up being the first state that has no property tax?
That'd be awesome. Oh, no, we can't do this because now more people want to move here.
Well, that's going to happen anyway.
Okay, well,
that's
going
to happen. As a matter of fact, that's actually might be one of the, I'm not talking about the ones moving here now, but, you know, people are asking, how are we going to pay for all this?
Because, yeah, that's the thing. Anytime you take, okay, we're going to take away this tax payment to Tallahassee with the left hand, we're still spending things. So where does the money come from the right hand to cover that $4 billion or whatever it may be?
And there's several ideas. All that's in the works.
Okay.
I'll throw out an idea or two to think about here. But I do want to say this before I would forget to say it. At no time are we going to back off funding our schools, our police departments, and our fire departments. So we're not eliminating
services
funding for these things.
Yeah.
But how we gather that money to pay for those is what's different. You know, we're privileged here in Florida to have 140+ million tourists.
That's a lot.
That come to visit our state. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that we are or aren't going to do anything with that. But we need to look at things like that because those tourists are getting the benefit of all this property that we're paying all the property tax for.
And then they go home.
So things like that. There may be four or five of those kind of ideas that are starting to circulate that weren't circulating last year that are now circulating as we begin to uncover this.
Well, I think that's the key. You've got a conversation started. And like you also said, the fact that you've got the House side, the Senate side, the governor all on board, unless that's all coming together, it's not going to happen anyway.
That's the fact
that you've got, finally, it looks like everybody's kind of looking the same direction, going, okay, we know this will take a little time, But you got to have an end goal. With no, just kind of plodding along will never get us anywhere. We can always throw, hey, I did a bill on this, I did a bill on that. But unless everybody is on board, nothing's going to happen.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, to begin to sum this up, and I'll take any questions you have, and I know we're on a time limit here, but I do believe the days of never owning your property in the state of Florida are coming to an end.
I'm
helping an organization called End Property Tax Now get their feet on the ground. You can go to endpropertytaxnow.com. You're going to be able to sign a petition there. This is going to have to go on a ballot. This is this is going to be something that, Florida ends up voting on. Eventually, you'll be able to upload your trim notice. We want to help spread the word at endpropertytaxnow.com. And we are in the middle and the beginning of creating a movement to end property taxes here in the state of Florida.
Well, you talk about the retirees, and that is you've paid off your home. That is a frustrating thing. A lot of times people end up in a situation where, okay, maybe they're no longer working. Maybe the income isn't what it used to be. Whether they do or they don't, maybe they got their home paid for. The fact that, let's say in some areas, you can still have a $4,000 or $5,000 a year tax bill, that is very frustrating. There are some things that I just think are wrong. I think these going on into infinity are wrong, and I think that death taxes, what we call a death tax, is wrong. Inheritance tax. At some point, you know, things have been paid on and paid on and paid on. Every time there's a transaction, there doesn't have to be a tax that goes along with it. Or leaving things to your kids doesn't have to have a tax on it. So I think that this is maybe at least a start of one that I know seems to be important to a lot of people that I'm glad to see. At least it sounds like everybody's kind of jumping on it.
They're jumping on it. There are several bills, like I said, on both the Senate and the House side. One bill that you just jogged my memory on as you were talking about elderly, because you know, maybe as we phase this out, we could start with the retirees in our state and help give some relief there. There's a bill right now that begins to give relief to veterans on the property tax side. Okay. I'm all for things like this to begin to phase out, but I don't want to hide the fact at all. We are going after eliminating property tax in the state of Florida.
And that's the big end. And two, you mentioned the whole waste part. It's kind of ironic because we think of ourselves as having, we do have a balanced budget in Florida. And under both Rick Scott and Ron DeSantis, you know, that has kind of been a goal. But the fact that if you can eliminate some waste, that helps you to push things like this, because now that money is not being wasted over here. We'd actually save it on the tax side.
Absolutely. This doging is, you know, there's a little bit of embarrassment attached to it, too. You start to see some of the things that our money has been being paid for, and we have either not known about it or not paid attention to it. But those days are coming to an end as well. We got to get rid of this waste stuff.
And how on the national level, like the whole USAID debacle, how some of this money has been and is being spent, and those on the left are upset about it, that it's going to be cut. That's the crazy part.
That's absolutely right. On the national level, it's even more embarrassing.
Yes, it is.
But for us in Florida, realize, I mean, our economy here is equivalent to the 15th largest country in the world.
Isn't that crazy to think about?
We are huge, and no signs of us slowing down. Things like eliminating property tax will secure prosperity here in the state of Florida, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Brian Chamberlain, State House Rep, appreciate you taking some time. You're actually on your way to Tallahassee even as we speak, right?
On my way there. We got a lot of work. We're in session. This is week two.
Right.
And thank you for having me on. I want to, you know, promote one more time, endpropertytaxnow.com. We're working to make it happen.
That is awesome. Appreciate it. Get to work, all right? You don't have time to hang around and talk to me.
That's great.
There's stuff to do in Tallahassee today.
Greg, you're doing a great job. Thanks, man.
Well, thank you. Hey, it's messy out there. Be careful on your ride.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.